Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us for Ask the Expert North Texas. I'm Kristen Diaz.
I'm David Rankin. Americans still seem to have the need to get out of town for summer vacations this year, although it might be a little bit different for them. You can possibly blame the current state of the economy for these doubts in travel. So what can we expect? When's it too late to get down to the real planning? On today's Ask the Expert, we're joined by our travel expert, Johnny Jett from JohnnyJett.com. He is in the KRLD Zoom room. Johnny, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
So overall, what are you expecting from summer travel this year?
I think it's going to be busy, although I think people traveling internationally are going to be, it's going to be less than last year. You're seeing some really good deals right now, by the way. That's the good news. I think people are worried about the economy. There's also a lot of rhetoric coming out of Washington where people from other countries are not coming here. So those seats are empty and the airlines need to fill them up. I just ran into my buddy 2 days ago. He's like, I just bought 5 tickets from LA to Naples, Italy for $494 round trip on Delta. He goes, I paid for his family. He paid $2,500 for one ticket last summer. This summer, he got all 5 for $2,500. So, and he just bought it last week. Mm-hmm. So the deals, they're just, it's a good thing if you didn't book your tickets early. Wait, and if you did book them, reprice them now and see if they've gone down. And if they do, find out if you can cancel it, rebook it, and get a travel credit for a future use within a year.
Yeah, that is a great hack. There's a lot of things, too, I think travelers this year need to be aware of when it comes to, credits or the reward programs. We've seen a lot of changing and collaboration over the past year, especially just like recent United, JetBlue also connecting their rewards program. Southwest has changed a little bit too.
Southwest has definitely changed. JetBlue and United, yeah, they're not doing a code share, but they are partnering up. And actually, I just read today or yesterday that they are not going to do a merger, which I thought they were leading to. They said that the CEO of JetBlue said, you know what, they already dealt with the Justice Department in the last couple of years because they shot down their American Airlines deal, which I fly American a lot and I love flying JetBlue. And I was really excited about their Northeast partnership, but that is no longer. And now JetBlue is partnered with United and it's basically almost the same thing as the deal that they had with American. So if you're a United freaking flyer, you're going to reap the benefits, and especially for JetBlue flyers, because now they can go where United goes, which is a lot more destinations than they have. And Southwest Airlines, you guys are based in Dallas, you know more than anybody. They've definitely changed their business model this past week. And, we'll see if it hurts them. I think it's going to, not charging, they're starting to charge for bags for the basic tickets. And, also the change fees is a big problem. I think they're definitely going to entice business travelers because, if I'm traveling for business, I want to be able to guarantee that I have a seat with extra leg room, know which seat I'm in, and things like that. But if you're a leisure traveler, and that's, I think Southwest is bread and butter, they feel like they've just been dissed, and I don't blame them. I mean, I really feel like this hedge fund company that came in, I think they're based in Florida, Elliot, they just gutted. I think they gutted the morale as well. I mean, I'm really disappointed. And I think most freaking flyers of Southwest feel the same way.
Yeah, a lot of people have been talking about all these changes, especially the things that affect, as you mentioned, just leisure travelers. You have to pay for luggage. They're getting rid of the boarding system that they had. If you get travel credits, they're not, they expire after a year. It's like Southwest Airlines is becoming just like every other airline at this point.
That's exactly what it is. And, this hedge fund company, they're just trying to make some money quickly. They go in, they buy companies, and they sell it or get out. And, I won't be surprised if Southwest either merges or partners or gets bought. We'll see.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we also just talk about travel culture? I feel like with social media now, people are starting to catch on a seat on the train when they say, oh, wait a second, I can be an influencer if I use my social media platform to let people know I'm going to tell you about this resort, or I'm going to tell you about flying with this airline and what it was like. Are you seeing, and as somebody who's been in this game for a while now, are you seeing more of these endorsers becoming more important to these big businesses, or even just AI, you know, how people are able to just say, create this fantasy trip for me with this budget? How is that affecting your business?
I mean, my it's definitely affecting my business and all these small travel bloggers or travel publishers. I'm a travel publisher. So the AI is really hurting, because now when people do a Google search, you know, they take our material and they just show it right in the search. And so people don't have to click. And I do think that these influencers who are starting out, you know, they do have a leg in the game, because, you know, when I was first getting started, you know, first you had to write for a major publication. I mean, I'm considered one of the first travel bloggers. Actually, Forbes called me the original travel influencer. And when I came up, you know, in the late 90s, I would go to these conferences and they're like, what's a website? You know, blog wasn't even a term back then. And they're like, you write for a website? I don't get it. They're like, you don't write for a newspaper or a magazine? And I'm like, no. And then I saw the culture change around 2006. I got invited on a trip to Morocco. And I always gave my friends who I like to travel with, other journalists, and I gave them all, like, people from major publications are like, no, we don't want print. We want only online. I was like, really? So they asked for my recommendations for travel bloggers, and that's when it really started changing. Then I'd go to these travel conferences, and all these big time editors, literally, they're going around the room and talking about how the change is happening, and everyone's getting laid off. They're crying, and you know, they are looking at me, and I'm like, well, my traffic has never been higher, and I feel terrible for them. And now it's kind of like the same thing happened to us, and now these bloggers who had major traffic, you know, now our traffic's starting to dwindle, and we have to pivot and start doing more influencer stuff, which is, you know, it's just part of the game. And you know what, the same thing's going to happen to these guys in 10 15 years or wherever, maybe 5 years with AI.
You talk about the influencers, and they talk about the fact that a lot of people are now looking to influencers to help them decide where they want to go, as opposed to magazines or what have you. How much of an influence do influencers really have? And what does that mean for travel companies that are trying to get people to use them?
Travel influencers really do have some serious pull. I remember, I think it was 2008 or 9, one of my friends came back from a trip in Tahiti, and they said, we met someone on the sailboat, I think it was Windstar, and they're like, they asked how they heard about it, and they said, through Johnny Jett. They're like, Johnny Jett, I'm friends with him. And they're like, really? And, you know, I influenced them back then to going on these trips. So now I hear about people all the time now. They're like, you know what? I'm here because I saw it on Instagram or TikTok, Facebook. They're learning about it from influencers. They're not learning about it from travel magazines.
I think there's also really unique niches when it comes to travel influencing. Some might be telling you how to travel on a budget. Some might tell you how to travel with your family. Some might tell you how to do solo trips. And then I know someone who teaches you all the hacks with all the credit cards and the travel credits you can get, and how you can get an upgrade here and there. And that to me is like, that's harder than trigonometry. I'm like, how did you do this?
Right.
To me, it's wizardry. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy.
And that's the beauty of social media. It's also the beauty of travel. There's so much out there. Everyone wants to travel. There's enough room for everyone. So people ask me, who's my competitor? I'm like, I really don't have one. No one can do what I do. I am my own person. You know what? I I have my own advice and my own experience. I'm fortunate to have traveled the world. I've been, you know, flown 3 million miles. My kids have traveled the world and I have little kids. I have a 5 and 8 year old. And so now what I focus on is mostly family travel. I don't like to leave without my kids. I get invited all the time. I'm talking business class around the world, wine and dine. I'm like, you know what? I thank you, but no thank you. I'd rather go with my kids. My job is to stay home and protect them until, you know, they get old enough, and then I'll get back and hit the road single, but right. Or with my wife, but we travel as a family mostly.
Yeah. Speaking of which, as we head back into the thoughts of summer vacation, is it too late to find good deals for summer vacations right now?
Definitely not. I mean, I mentioned that deal about my friend found this Delta ticket from LA to Rome. I mean, I also get going.com's email newsletter. There's a subscription to it, but they sent me an email last night saying for Europe this summer, right, not the summer, usually starting in October to March, you can, except for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Actually, Thanksgiving's okay. Christmas, no. You can find deals for under $500 round trip. And this is from the West Coast. So from the East Coast, it'll be even less. They're starting to, the airlines are starting to get worried about, you know, the economy, and they're going to start selling their seats for cheap. So what I recommend is pricing out deals now, set a fare alert. A lot of these websites do it. Google, Kayak, they're free. Know the price of where you want to go. And then when it drops below it, buy it. And then also make sure you don't buy a basic economy ticket. And that way, if it drops even further, which it could, you can do my trick that I said earlier is, you know, cancel, rebook, and get a travel credit for a future use.
Wow, it's like getting two for the price of one.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. My buddy who bought those five tickets, he goes, it was basically free.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Johnny Jett, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you for having me. All right.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.